slow when they're on their walks. I watched her as she lay stretched out under a garden table where she had some shade to keep off the early afternoon sun. And I wondered for a few seconds if she ever thinks about her life and the meaning of life. Then I came out of my little fantasy world. No, of course, dogs probably don't do that. These lovely animals always recognise me and come up to me to be stroked. Two showed their affection by licking the toes which were exposed by my sandals. But deeper thought, I'm sure, is reserved for humans. As human beings, we, some more than others, wonder about the meaning of life, why we are here, how we can be fulfilled, how we can be satisfied with life. Some people try to fill the emptiness inside with things which do not satisfy, trying to become rich, seeking power, drinking too much alcohol, taking drugs, behaving aggressively, buying the latest thing, the latest flashy car, for example. And so the list goes on. You can probably think of many more. We have seen today the situation where Jesus used bread as an illustration, a metaphor for how the void in people's lives can be filled. Our New Testament passage came soon after Jesus had fed the large crowd, the 5,000, where he had taken 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes and performed a miracle to enable that meagre amount of food to feed the crowd. The day after, crowds followed him in boats to the other side of the lake. Jesus immediately knew that these people were looking for another good feed. They were more interested in the food itself than the fact that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, had performed this miraculous sign and put food in front of them. He told them that they shouldn't be so concerned about perishable things, like food, that they should spend their energy seeking the eternal life that he can give, and that God the Father sent him for that very purpose. Jesus' point was that all they were interested in was physical satisfaction. They had received an unexpectedly free and very good meal the day before, and they wanted more. But there are other hungers that can only be satisfied by him. There is the hunger for truth. In him alone is the truth of God. There is the hunger for life. In him alone is life more abundant. There is the hunger for love. In him alone is the love that lasts for eternity. Christ alone can satisfy the hunger of the human heart and soul. What do they have to do, they asked, to do the works of God? They believed that by living a good life, a person could earn the favour of God, because they thought that people were divided into 3 classes: those who are good, those who are bad, and those who are in between, who by doing good works could be transferred to the category of the good. So when they asked Jesus what works they should do, they expected him to give them a list of good works that they should do. His reply to them was simply to believe in Jesus himself, who was sent by God the Father. The one thing that God desires from human beings is faith, which means being in such a relationship with him that we are his friends, not terrified of him anymore, but really knowing him, giving him the trust and obedience and the submission to his wisdom, which naturally come from this relationship. Jesus came to earth to tell us that God is our Heavenly Father and he loves us and he wants to forgive us for leaving him out of our lives and trying to go our own way. That old distance between us is taken away and we are in a new joyous relationship with him. This is life with a purpose and a meaning. This is life with a purpose and a meaning. What did Jesus mean then when he said, "I am the bread of life"? Firstly, bread, like the bread we ate earlier, sustains life. It gives us energy, keeps us going. Clearly, Jesus was saying that life is far more than mere physical existence. Real life is the new relationship with God, that relationship of love and trust and obedience. That relationship is only made possible by Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, there may be existence, but not life. So if Jesus is the essential of life, he may be described as the bread of life. Jesus, the bread of life. The hunger of the human situation is ended when we know Christ. The restless soul is at rest. The hungry heart is satisfied. Amen. We're going to move on to sing another hymn about bread. Number 252. Jesus the Lord said, "I am the bread of life for the world."